I now want to pursue the point mentioned above, that the way we see the world and the reason why we find some things intuitively easy to grasp and others hard is that our brains are themselves evolved organs, onboard computers, evolved to help us survive in a world, I shall use the name Middle World, where the objects that mattered to our survival were neither very large nor very small, a world where things either stood still or moved slowly compared with the speed of light, and where the very improbable could safely be treated as impossible. Our mental Burke window is narrow because it didn't need to be any wider in order to assist our ancestors to survive. Science has taught us, against all evolved intuition, that apparently solid things like crystals and rocks are really composed almost entirely of empty space. The familiar illustration represents the nucleus of an atom as a fly in the middle of a sports stadium. The next atom is right outside the stadium. The hardest, solidest, densest rock, then, is really almost entirely empty space, broken only by tiny particles so far apart that they shouldn't count. So why do rocks look and feel solid and hard and impenetrable? I won't try to imagine how Wittgenstein might have answered that question. But as an evolutionary biologist, I would answer it like this. Our brains have evolved to help our bodies find their way around the world on the scale at which those bodies operate. We never evolved to navigate the world of atoms. If we had, our brains probably would perceive rocks as full of empty space. Rocks feel hard and impenetrable to our hands because our hands can't penetrate them. The reason they can't penetrate them is unconnected with the sizes and separations of the particles that constitute matter. Instead, it has to do with the force fields that are associated with those widely spaced particles in solid matter. It is useful for our brains to construct notions like solidity and impenetrability, because such notions help us to navigate our bodies through a world in which objects, which we call solid, cannot occupy the same space as each other. A little comic relief at this point, from The Men Who Stare at Goats by John Ronson.
This is a true story. It is the summer of 1983. Major General Albert Stubblebine III is sitting behind his desk in Arlington, Virginia, and he is staring at his wall, upon which hang his numerous military awards. They detail a long and distinguished career. He is the United States Army's Chief of Intelligence, with 16,000 soldiers under his command. He looks past his awards to the wall itself. There is something he feels he must do, even though the thought of it frightens him. He thinks about the choice he has to make. He can stay in his office, or he can go into the next office. That is his choice, and he has made it. He is going into the next office. He stands up, moves out from behind his desk, and begins to walk. I mean, he thinks, what is the atom mostly made up of anyway? Space. He quickens his pace. What am I mostly made of? He thinks. Atoms. He's almost at a jog now. What is the wall mostly made up of? He thinks. Atoms. All I have to do is merge the spaces. Then General Stubblebine bangs his nose hard on the wall of his office. Damn, he thinks. General Stubblebine is confounded by his continual failure to walk through his wall.
General Stubblebine is appropriately described as an out-of-the-box thinker on the website of the organization which, in retirement, he now runs with his wife. It is called Health Freedom USA, and it is dedicated to supplements, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, etc. Herbs, homeopathic remedies, nutritional medicine, and clean food, untainted by pesticides, herbicides, antibiotics, without corporations, through the use of government coercion, dictating to you what dosages and treatments you are allowed to use. There is no mention of precious bodily fluids.
Having evolved in Middle World, we find it intuitively easy to grasp ideas like, when a major general moves, at the sort of medium velocity at which major generals and other middle world objects do move, and hits another solid middle world object like a wall, his progress is painfully arrested. Our brains are not equipped to imagine what it would be like to be a neutrino passing through a wall, in the vast interstices of which that wall really consists. nor can our understanding cope with what happens when things move at close to the speed of light. Unaided human intuition, evolved and schooled in Middle World,